All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Stan McDonald, longtime practitioner of the law in North Alabama, and oh, by the way, longtime conservative. And I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald here in just a few minutes. All right, so I hated to be away yesterday. I did. I hated to be away yesterday. There's so much going on in the news right now that I felt like I was somehow wrong by not being able to be here to comment on it. Yesterday was a full day, too. For me, it was. Yesterday was a full day in many ways. A full day that I will not soon forget. Perhaps one day soon I can tell you the full story. But yesterday was also a day that was full for other reasons. Yesterday was a day that I would call a generational moment in time. A generational moment in time, one of those days containing one of those singularly significant events that a whole generation of people can identify with or rally around or grieve over corporately. A generational moment in time that becomes a catalyst for the next steps in our growth or our service or calling. A generational moment in time. Look, before I go much further into that thought, though, let me conjure up an image for you. I imagine that most of this audience has seen Saving Private Ryan, the epic tale of a small team of World War II Rangers who were sent to find one man. One man whose brothers had all been killed in battle and to make sure that one man got home. In the storyline of the movie, Private James Patrick Ryan had jumped into Normandy with the 101st Airborne. And those Rangers had to find him, led by a man named Captain John Miller. And that movie was epic in scale. The story was so well written. The acting was unparalleled. But there was one scene near the very end that made the whole movie so much more than a war story. I mean, it was a great war movie, but it was so much more than that when you realized the import of the final scenes. It was following a pitched battle, and young Private Ryan sat staring at Captain Miller, the man who had obviously just given his own life to save his. And as Miller sat there dying, Ryan heard his last words when Miller said, "Earn this." That's it. He said, "Earn this." And in the final scenes, Private Ryan was an old man who looked at his wife and said, "Tell me I led a good life. Tell me I'm a good man." It was a landmark moment in time that had occurred for Ryan when he was young, and Ryan had then been given an opportunity to go and do something, to be spurred thereafter to earn this. Well, there are days that come and go in our lives that stand out over others. Those generational moments in time when a thing occurs, an incident happens, an emotion is triggered, and we can distinctly remember exactly where we were when it happened. And to be clear, I'm talking about the moments that are not planned. They might even completely catch you off guard. I mean, we're certainly going to remember things like our wedding day or the birth of our children or things that we could foresee and even plan for, sort of have advanced opportunities to wrap our brains around the events before they even happened. That's not what I'm talking about today, though. I'm talking about those generational moments in time. They come up unexpectedly, and they plant themselves in our memories, our emotions, in such a way that they shock the conscience and embed themselves in our psyche. Well, yesterday was 9/11. Yesterday was also a day after Charlie Kirk's assassination. Yesterday was a generational moment in time. So let me ask you, do you recall where you were on 9/11? If you were born and cognizant of your surroundings then on September 11th, 2001, then the answer is probably yes, you probably do. I've heard it said that people could still remember where they were when they heard about the attack on Pearl Harbor or the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I can distinctly remember where I was on 9/11, very vividly. I was driving to work. It was a beautiful day, much like today. I had the top down in my Jeep. There was a local talk show on the radio. And I was on Rainbow Drive near the intersection of Highway 77, and somebody called into the radio show to tell the host that a plane had flown into one of the World Trade Center towers, and I blew it off. I was thinking some idiot in a single-engine plane had gone off course. But I was stopping on the way to pick up somebody who needed a ride to work. And when I got to his house, he came to the door and he said, "You have to come inside and see this." And I stood there in his den with the TV going. And while I stood there watching, a second plane hit one of the towers. And later that morning, I stood watching the TV in the break room at my law firm, just transfixed by the scenes that were unfolding. And I watched, literally watched in real time as the towers came down. And I thought to myself, everything is different now. And I was right. Within a short amount of time thereafter, my life changed dramatically, and I was suddenly at war, leaving my family, the comforts of home, going and living in the badlands of northern Afghanistan, all because somebody somewhere hated America enough to fly planes into our buildings and kill our people. That was an absolutely generational moment in time. 20 years later, I know exactly where I was when I heard about the events involving the initial pullout from Afghanistan. A pullout that went horribly wrong and got people killed and left a wake of international embarrassment in its wake. I was right here on this show. I was at this microphone, trying to grapple with it along with thousands of my radio family. You listeners. All the disappointment and the betrayal that I felt from knowing that I had left a year of my life behind only to have it trashed by an administration that had no idea about what things like leadership or loyalty even mean. Well, that was another generational moment in time that convinced me that this season that I was in was for radio and messaging and truth was important. It meant something. Generational moments in time, y'all. That's what they are. And I really do believe that Charlie Kirk's passing this week is on that level. I did not know him personally. I wish I did, but for some reason I feel like I did. Maybe because he was so effective. He was an incredibly gifted orator, yes, but he was also somebody who stood in the face of everything and kept a smile on his face and told people that Jesus was Lord and that conservative values were meaningful and worth aspiring to. The lovely Charlene says he was a joyful warrior. That man, he inspired an entire generation of people. What an epitaph. What a eulogy. I would hope that one day, like I said before, that people could even say half that much about me. But for right now, what I do have is a generational moment in time. It is burned into my memory. I was sitting right here at this studio, at this desk, at this microphone when JP told me that Charlie Kirk had just been shot, and later, while we were on the air, we learned together that he had died. A generational moment in time. But I gotta tell you, it's not just that something happened, all right? Those generational moments in time, it's not just that something took your breath away or stretched your emotions. The real crux of the matter in the wake of these things is to decide what do we do with these generational moments in time. What do we do with those events that pop up unexpectedly and try our souls? Technically, it becomes a fight or flight moment, really. Some people will retreat, others will rise up, others will lash out, and some people will stand there in confusion looking for direction. Me personally, I typically find myself wanting to get busy. I find myself wanting to do something meaningful. When 9/11 happened, I was at church a few days later, and an old Vietnam War veteran, a highly decorated Force Recon Marine named Max Carter, he prayed over me. I walked up to him at the altar where he stood waiting to see who needed prayer, and he gave me a knowing sort of look. And I told him then, just days after 9/11, I said something like, "I don't know what God's doing, but I want to be in it. I don't want to miss it." He knew what I meant. It was a generational moment in time, and my reaction was that I was not content to sit still with it. And that grizzled old Marine prayed a warrior's prayer over me, and that Sunday morning, and the next thing I knew, I was riding horses in Afghanistan. My response was to get meaningfully active. My response to the pullout 20 years later was to stay on the air and speak truth, even when it sometimes made life far more difficult just to do so. And now there's this moment. So let me ask you, are you going to get meaningfully active? That's what I hope that you'll take away from this episode about Charlie Kirk. My hope is that you will earn this, that you'll be galvanized, girded up, pushed and pulled in your very core, and you'll make this a moment in time that galvanizes you to an action that you might not have otherwise committed to had it not happened, that you would grab a hold of the notion that there is something that you should be a part of, because it would be a shame to let this moment pass without you taking the gifts that you've been given and driving them forward. And see, that's the thing. We could spend all our time talking about the generational moment, but it's not the event itself that matters as much, it's what you do with it. The real question is, what do you do with it? In the Message translation of the Bible, we read in Ephesians 2:10 that God, He creates each of us by Christ Jesus, it says, to join Him in the work that He does, the good work He has gotten ready for us to do, work that we had better be doing. I've always liked that. Kind of gets to me. I love the translation where it says, work that we had better be doing. It speaks of a mission, like a calling. Like that thing that you better not avoid. So here's the deal. If you were moved by the death of Charlie Kirk, if it got to you, if you can remember where you were when you first heard about it, then you have likely just encountered one of those very select, very precious generational moments in time. And my message is, now go and earn this. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.